You are listening to Reverend Dr. Rob White from Athens Universal Life Church.
Welcome to the AULC Ministries sermon this week. We are having some issues with flu at the assisted living facility that we worship at. And so I'm going to start a service, a series service this week called God Quest. So going along with that, we'll do this intermittently as we can't go to our normal worship service. So, beginning with God Quest, Chapter 1.
Hi, I'm Sean McDowell, and I would like to invite you on a spiritual quest over the next 6 weeks to gain a deeper understanding of something or someone greater than ourselves. On this journey, we are going to look at some of life's most pressing questions. Is there any evidence for the existence of God? Can I trust the Bible? Why is there so much evil and suffering in the world? And who is Jesus? And is he really the only way to get to God? On this journey, we're going to encounter six signposts. This week, we'll look at signpost one, which says what you believe determines where you go in life. This is important because our beliefs will shape our decisions, also the path we take in life, and our ultimate destination. As you decide what path you're going to take, are you going to choose to follow God's, or are you going to trek out on your own? Are you ready for the quest? Let's go.
This week. Now, every day is a special day here at the Athens Universal Life Church. Today is no different. Now, some people enter a church building with many things on their minds, work, family, finances, all kinds of things like that. Others will enter expectantly, actively looking for an encounter with God, planning to seek Him and to find Him in worship. Others among us may not really be sure why we're here. Maybe someone invited you to church. Maybe you just showed up on a whim. Maybe you just came out of curiosity. Whatever the case is with you, I have great hopes that here in a few moments, we'll all be going down the same direction, pursuing a single goal, engaged in a common quest. Now, because before you entered into this place, you were already seeking something. You just may not know what you were seeking, but you were seeking something. You were on a quest of your own. So when you walk in, then, you know, with this quest, you may not know what it is, but I mention this for a reason, because Jesus once compared the kingdom of God to a merchant searching for fine pearls, and then to a man who discovered treasure buried in a field. Jesus portrayed it as something worth seeking, as something that could be found, as something that was worth any price on earth to obtain. Now, that's the idea behind the series of studies from God's Word, the Bible, that we're launching today called God Quest. God Quest is a multifaceted journey of discovery that we'll be taking over a six-week period from time to time here. Now, I've done this God Quest series at other churches. I've done it in small groups and Bible studies and like that. Some people do this in their individual lives as well. Now, you can participate in this journey in a number of ways. You can obtain helpful aids, including the nonfiction book called God Quest. It's an exciting novel. There's also helpful journals for adults and teens. There's a lot more out there. And I will put a link on our website at AULC.us. That's AULC.us. It'll be a link to Amazon where you can get this God Quest series. So stop by our our website anytime and find out more about this. Now, through it all, we're going to explore some of the most important, most difficult, and most pressing life questions. Can truth be known? Does God exist? Can we trust the Bible? Why is there evil and suffering in the world today? And a lot more. And when it's all over, when we get through this six-part series, I believe we'll all be at a place we never knew we could get to, regardless of where we might be starting from. Now, one of the characters in the novel called The Quest says, "Everyone is searching, not everyone knows it." And I think that's true. Just as a few minutes ago, everyone came into the church looking for something. That's the way it is in life. Everyone is searching, but not everyone knows it. Everyone is on a quest. Not everyone realizes that. Every soul is seeking the same thing, longing for the same thing, and some aren't even aware of it. And I think our common quest involves those pressing life questions I mentioned a minute ago, and our common destination can be found on the other side of those questions. So let's get started. I'd like to ask everyone to turn their Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 14. That's John, chapter 14, beginning at verse 1. Now, the first verses of this chapter kind of set the stage for our quest as they depict the disciples of Jesus, his closest friends and followers, being told by Jesus that he was scouting out the path for them, that he would be their bellwether, their pathfinder. In the quest, we'll be studying these over the next six episodes. There, turn with me right now to the Gospel of John, chapter 14, and follow along with me if you will. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" And Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." That's John 14, verses 1 to 6 in the NIV version. Now, let me explain. In this flow of the Gospel of John, Jesus is speaking these words in the days prior to his crucifixion. He's preparing his disciples for his death, resurrection, and ascension. And you can see from Thomas's reaction that he, and probably the rest of the disciples, were bothered when Jesus said he would be leaving them. But Jesus said, in effect, "Don't worry, you know the way." Thomas answers, in effect, "How can you say that? We don't know the way." And Jesus answered, now don't miss this, Jesus answered, "I am the way." In other words, Jesus doesn't know the way, he is the way. Jesus doesn't just go the way, he is the way. And Jesus doesn't just show the way, he is the way. And not only that, he said in chapter 14, verse 6 of John, "I am the way and the truth and the life." Now, we're going to spend some time on that second statement, "I am the truth," because that's a key point in starting on this God quest. Now, as Jesus so often did, he made a simple, straightforward statement that day that spoke volumes to the people of his day and likewise speaks volumes to us in our day. In fact, Jesus said three things that are as relevant and applicable to us as they were to Thomas and the other disciples all those many years ago. Number one, I can know that truth exists. When Jesus told Thomas, "I am the way and the truth and the life," he was not only making a true statement, he was making a true statement about truth. Here's where the easy believism or the benign whateverism of many of our friends and neighbors breaks down. A lot of folks will say that Jesus is just all right with me. You know, that Jesus was a great man and an inspirational philosopher whose teachings ought to be followed, but they will also tend to say that there's no right or wrong. There's no true or false. Truth is just, whatever, you know. Truth is whatever I say it is, or your truth is whatever you say it is. But there's an obvious problem with that. Jesus taught that truth exists. Jesus did not treat truth as a personal preference. He spoke of it as an objective reality. He could have said, "I am the truth for me." He could have said, "I am the truth for you." He could have said, "I am the truth if you want me to be." But he didn't say any of those things. He says, I am the truth. Now listen, if I say to you, I am a mammal, would you not assume that I'm saying that mammals exist? If I were to tell you I'm also a pastor, would you not suppose that I'm saying that there is such a thing as a pastor? So, of course, when Jesus says, I am the truth, we can understand his clear intention is to say that truth exists. But that's not all his statement tells us. Number two, I can know the truth. When Jesus told Thomas, I am the truth, remember that he began his conversation by referring to a place of knowing and being that would be accessible to his followers because he was going to go on ahead of them. And he would have us understand the same thing about truth. You see, there are many people in our families, neighborhoods, workplaces, and schools who do not think truth can truly be known. Like the God Quest author Sean McDowell says on the God Quest DVD,
second, some people don't go on a God quest because they think truth cannot be known. I was speaking with a young man not too long ago, and he said to me, but you can't know truth. I said, wait a minute. If you can't know truth, then how do you know that you can't know truth? You see, if you can't know truth, then you can't know that we can't know truth. See, we all know that there is such a thing as truth and that we can know it. But those who claim that we can't know truth, I wonder if they've really investigated the scientific, the philosophical, the historical, and even the experiential evidence for the person of Jesus who claimed to be the truth. You see, Jesus said, those who seek him will find him. He said this in Matthew 7:7-8. Keep asking and it will be given to you. Keep searching and you will find. Keep knocking and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who searches finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened.
According to Jesus, truth can be known. He said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That's John 8:31-32. Now, did you catch that? You will know the truth. And according to Jesus, you and I not only can know the truth, we will know the truth if we are really his disciples. And that leads us to one final thing that Jesus' answer to Thomas says. Number three, I can live in relationship with the truth. When Jesus told Thomas, I am the truth, he wasn't primarily making a philosophical statement. He was making a personal statement. And it started with the word I. Now, some watching this video today are old enough to remember the science fiction television series called The X-Files. That show spawned a catchphrase that became famous. The truth is out there. But according to Jesus, that's not quite accurate. According to Jesus, the truth is not just out there, it's also in here. That is, in him. Jesus' answer to Thomas' confusion was to define truth not as a concept, not as an idea, not even as a principle, but as a person. The person of Jesus himself, the truth is found in him. He did not say, I believe in the truth. He did not say, I know the truth. He did not say, I can show you the truth. He said, I am the truth. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. He said, if you hold to my teaching, you will really be my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, if you're here watching this video as a sincere seeker after God, I invite you to reach out to take Jesus at his word and to find the object of your heart's quest in him. You can do that by praying a simple prayer, silently, along with me right now. Say, Jesus, you say to ask and I will receive. You say to seek and I will find. To knock and the door will be opened. So I ask, I seek, and I knock. Please meet me here. I confess that I am a sinner like everyone else here. I am ready to turn away from my sin and to receive you into my heart and my life. I accept your sacrifice on the cross as payment for all the wrong things I've done. I turn my life over to your control and ask you to come into my heart and take charge from now on. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, the Bible says you're a totally new creation and a brand new follower of Jesus. I would welcome the opportunity to meet with you and pray with you anytime after this service or after any service. For all of us, Let's pray this together. Lord Jesus, thank you for your words reminding us today that you are indeed the way, the truth, and the life. Help us each one to apply those words by following you, the way, believing you, the truth, and living through you, the life. Amen. Go to our website, aulc.us. You can find a contact us there. You can find a series of resources there that will help you. And you can contact us anytime to talk to me. This has been our Lord's message for this Lord's Day, and I hope you got a blessing out of it. So go out this week, be a blessing and be blessed, because the more you're a blessing, the more you will be blessed. Thank you all for coming. We hope to see you next week. Thank you.